Amused is a good word to describe my reaction to a story in the Texas press this week about Democrat Wendy Davis' campaign for governor. The headline read, "Analysis, filibuster remains calling card for Davis." And of course, even that's a friendly move by an adoring media to leave out the word abortion. Davis and her campaign want this to be about the fighter and not about the fight, about the fact that she was willing to filibuster and not just about the subject of that particular debate. It's one thing to be an advocate for a particular subject. Davis would rather be known as someone who'll take up for supporters on any subject, the Texas Tribune story read, once again leaving out the word abortion. Maybe this is an example of the alternative universe in which much of the Democrat Party, including its media adherents, live. Other than the radical, openly pro-baby-killing base, I don't think most people, even those who tepidly support some abortion legalization, take the issue of chopping up human beings in the womb so lightly as does Davis and her ilk. The idea that a majority of voters should think her a great fighter for causes, but then ignore the one cause for which she's known to have fought, late-term abortions of human babies, is preposterous. Yet that's precisely what the campaign's trying to arrange. Wendy Davis is on the big Democrat public platform for one reason and only one reason. She made an unsuccessful spectacle of herself trying to stop Texas from ending the brutal practice of late-term abortions. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.